broadcasting live from the beautiful Sheraton Grand at Wild Horse Pass for Conscious Capitalism 2019. It's time for CEO Exclusive. Now, here's your host, Sweeney Cope.
Welcome to CEO Exclusive. I'm delighted to welcome Randy Miller, the Chief WEN Officer from When Life Can Get Better. Welcome to the show, Randy.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
So, Randy, tell us what it is that WEN does for listeners who are piping in here.
WEN is the new wellness company. WEN is the new coaching company. We do one-on-one advising and guiding and help individuals find their WEN, better said, figure out what they want to do, make them more productive, more happier, more efficient in their business life. So we partner with businesses and corporations. We act as an extension of their wellness, well-being offering, and we work with individuals one-on-one. We have WEN advisors all over the country.
And why do you think conscious capitalism is important? Why do you think this topic is something that you think is valuable as a CEO to engage in? Like, why does it matter?
I have lived a majority of my life being different and creative and almost wondering why not everybody's that way. So this type of movement, effort, and I'm an East Coast guy now residing in Arizona, thriving on it because I think there's more that's needed. And given the fact that I've spent a large percentage of my career helping others figure out what they want to do, it would almost be negligent for me not to be a part of this type of group with passion, with purpose, and a caring.
So where do you see the capitalism part of it? That's the conscious part of it, you know, the elevating people, having them be happier. Where do you see the effect on business performance?
I think
a lot of the CEOs listening to this will be like, that's all well and good, but I'm trying to, you know, grow my business. I want to be on the Inc. 5000 next year for another year.
I think the blessing is, and for me, I can speak on my behalf and then I'll speak to the listeners. I get to wake up every day and do what I want to do. And the fact that I get to make money doing that also is beyond special. So for other CEOs, other owners of businesses to stay focused on what you do, focused on your mission, nothing better than the bottom line to make money. And I've been blessed because my margins have been plentiful over the years, but you need to deliver a quality needed service for what others need in today's world. So I'm not about the next app or the next gadget or the next billion-dollar company. I'm not. I'm about building something that others can use and use it on a daily basis. And I think it's perfectly fine to make money doing that.
And so tell us about the growth of conscious capitalism in Phoenix, because you're a part of that, and where you see it going from here.
Brand new to it, recently just introduced, so this is new to me, but new in such a way where I'm not going anywhere. So I attended a conference at Mac 6, met a lot of very quality people. I will now be fully engaged. I'm one of those entrepreneurs that raises money. I'm one of those entrepreneurs that helps others raise money. Arizona needs help in that category, as far as angels, as far as private monies. So for me, besides my own business, WEN, and thank you for your kind comments, I'm going to be on a mission to help other business owners, other entrepreneurs, because Arizona needs a lot of assistance or a lot more assistance helping younger people to find their passion, find their way to be a part of this revolution. So it's going to be on my list. I still consider myself a young guy for a very long time to come. And being an East Coast, New York, Philadelphia guy where it's a little more plentiful, I think Arizona is in a perfect position because the cost of living in Arizona, the lifestyle in Arizona is awesome, but Arizona's got to get out of its way on a few different areas from a marketing side. This is where businesses should be born, and it should be more plentiful, and I've met some awesome people in the last 2 to 3 months. I've been here 7 years now, and I think Arizona's on a turn to really do great things, and the conscious capitalism piece is a huge part of it.
You mentioned a few remarks ago that you're a creative guy, and that was part of the reason why you felt the spark when you heard about conscious capitalism initially. And one of the things that's been a recurring theme is this like leap that people have to make in their beliefs around the importance of some of these other considerations, other stakeholders other than just the shareholders, other needs other than just money. As somebody that's relatively new to the movement, speak to some of the CEOs out there maybe engaging with this material for the first time who may be more in the old mindset. And why making this leap into, like you said, it's a revolution, why you think it's important for them to do and to consider?
Easy question for me, and I'm biased.
Everybody here is biased, but that's okay.
That's why
we're here, and that's why we're together.
The plot thickens, it gets better. So besides owning When, the original name of my business was If or When. I believe people live their life in if or when. Not passing judgment or negativity on if, but why would you want to stay on if? So when you talk about the leap of faith, why would you want to stay in that position of not going to do what you want to do? Why wouldn't you at least try? And I believe that. And it's as simple as if I'm happy, when I'm happy. If I'm doing what I want to do, when I'm doing what I want to do. And then you can double down and say, if I start the business, when I start the business. It's easier said than done. But it bothers me. Why would you spend a majority of your life thinking about it? Why would you spend the how, the what, and the why? It's when you do it. And to be part of that revolution, part of that conscious way of life, part of that making a difference in people's lives, I vote for when. I vote for moving the needle forward, and that's back to your early question of describing me as different. Yes, you want to be different. You want to be more creative, and I agree this group is definitely biased, and they fall more on that side, but then you have to go do it. So once you move from the if to the when, then you got to follow it through. Then you have to deliver on everything you've just devoted. Maybe a potential career change, maybe a potential financial situation that you weren't thinking about. So again, easier said than done. And I think the big part for me to fully answer your question, nobody really talks about what the individual business owner, entrepreneur, CEO goes through to get to where they got. You hear raise 20 million, raise 55 million, sold his company for X amount, sold her company for X amount. Nobody really talks about those 2, 3, 4 painful years of the build, of that if to when stage, of understanding what you have to go through, of understanding the network you're building and convincing others, I'm going to do this. I need your help. So there's some vulnerability there. And a lot of business owners, and I guess I'll talk to the CEOs directly on this, they don't like vulnerability. They don't like weakness. Guess what? That's okay, because we live in a transparent world now. You have to tell the truth. You're supposed to anyway.
And you don't actually have to tell the truth. It's pretty clear that you actually...
Fair. We won't go there.
You don't have to tell the truth. And you can do quite well in America.
Correct. I guess so. But you got to live with yourself, be able to look in a mirror, and then build what you said you were going to build. In conjunction with the if or when, I'm really good with yes or no. I'm not good with maybe. I think people need to be clear, direct. Yes, I want to be in business with you. No, I don't want to be in business with you. Yes, I'm going to help you. No, I'm not going to help you. And then you move on. So instead of failure or vulnerability or weakness, no, this is just part of the movement, part of the conscious way we're all going to do business. And I think that speaks volumes to what's missing a little bit. So you don't have to be different, creative. You just have to go do it.
Wow, Randy, this is such an important topic, especially as one considers the pillar of conscious leadership, because there's a reason why CEOs aren't vulnerable. I think it's because we're punished when you're vulnerable. Like, if you go out and you tell somebody, I'm struggling this month, like, you're not going to end up on the award ceremony. You're not going to end up on the award platform. And in fact, you may end up losing credibility with your inner, you know, with your other CEOs if you start to let people know what things look like and what the reality of things look like during those 3 years. Like, people are really invested in hiding that because it's not a good look. I don't know. I mean, what do you have to say to that? There's actually some material business reasons for not necessarily being vulnerable.
I agree with you. I've spent a majority of my life being in that ego, the way it's supposed to be type mode. It took me to live in Arizona to relax a little bit, be a little more spiritual, let people in. So I won't say I go to the full vulnerable, let my guard down, show my full weaknesses, but I think the open candor, the transparency, authenticity might be a better word than vulnerability, shines through more. Nobody's perfect. Everybody's got some weaknesses, no different from when you're in an interview. You don't lead with your weaknesses, but everybody's got them. So you want to talk about them and you want to make a good thing better. So I'm not sweeping it under the carpet. I don't say come front and center and just admit to everything, but I think you weave it in and then you know if you're going to be in business with that person, if you're going to move forward with this organization, if that fits with your culture. And people, and I do a lot of speaking on this, corporations, big and small, and I know CEOs are listening, everybody's trying to reinvent their culture. Reinvent it. Well, what is your culture? Do you care about your people? Do you care about your product? Do you care about what you want to do? You're obviously going to have some issues and some weaknesses within that. It's okay to disclose it. You don't have to broadcast it front and center. And I agree with you. No, you're not going to win an award for that. But you are going to win an award for the best culture, the best authenticity corporation I want to work for. They talk about everything. And now you have new buzzwords, roundtables, town halls. Mm-hmm. That CEOs, and I hope they're listening, call a town hall. Call an independent private meeting with your group. What do they want? What is missing? What are we weak in? I think it's missing. So I agree with you on the one side, not front and center, but behind the scenes to talk about it. Then you work those things out, and then all of a sudden you're building a bigger brand, you're building a better name, you're building what people want to be attracted to. But they also know you are authentic and real along the way, and I believe that is part of the underpinning of conscious capitalism, that you have to do it the right way. And I guess there's not a right way or a wrong way, but there's a way. So CEOs need to have a way today.
So what are your final thoughts for CEOs about conscious capitalism? What do you want to leave everybody listening with close our interview?
Well, first, I want to thank you. This has been awesome just to be able to jump in and sit and be able to share. I'm honored, and I just feel flattered that you had me. So thank you for that very, very much. I think for CEOs, sometimes get out of your own way. Take a deep breath. Take a few steps back. Really think through what you want to accomplish, what you want to do. I'm staying with a different creative. You're part of something very special. Do it. Do it in a robust fashion. Go for it. Make your mistakes along the way. And be present with where you are. I wouldn't worry about what everybody else is doing. So try to find your own road, your own map, because I have a feeling, and I'm one of them, sometimes people end up following you.
Great. Thank you so much for your time today.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.